Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Lowry, and I'll be the one overseeing your case during your stay here. I see you were referred to us because you are suffering from severe depression and some identity issues, and you wish to be cured. Is that correct? Okay, good. That means I have the right file. We're an institution that experiments with different treatments for people with all sorts of mental disorders, and, well, it just so happens I specialize in men with your sort of problems. The name of your disorder is gender dysphoria. It says here you came in to cure yourself of what you called your disgusting desires. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but there is no real cure. But I promise we are going to do everything we can to help you. This is clearly the cause of your depression as well, so it's very important that we do help you. Are you comfortable with hypnosis? I believe this will allow me to get at the core of your subconscious, and it would be a great place to start. Trance is nothing but a state of intense focus. For it to work, you only need to relax, listen to my words, and most importantly, you need to truly want to be hypnotized. There is nothing you could do wrong if these three things apply to you. Even simply pretending as if it is working will give you a pleasant experience if you follow my instructions and relax. And that is the only goal, for you to enjoy yourself. So, I want you to make sure that you are in a comfortable position. Move around until you're sure you found it. Now, close your eyes and let's begin. First, I want you to flex every muscle in your body. And as you do, I want you to slowly take in a deep breath. Good. And now, as you exhale, let all the tension leave your body. I want you to slowly take in another deep breath now for me. Hold it for a second and slowly let it go. That was very good. Again, slowly inhale. Hold it. And let it out. Very good. Now continue breathing in and out. Now, focus your attention on your feet. I want you to feel a warm wave moving up past your toes and ankles. The sensation is removing all of your tension in and out. As the wave moves up to your legs, your calves, to your knees, your thighs, feel your legs getting heavy and heavier. Very relaxed. Breathe in. And let it out. And now, feel that relaxation spread up your stomach, your chest, up into your shoulders. Feel that relaxation spreading all over your body as you become more and more relaxed. Again, slowly inhale and out. Feel the wave spreading all the way down your arms to your hands, your fingers. Your arms feel so heavy now, so relaxed. Breathe in and out. And now feel it traveling up your neck. Feel your face relaxing, your cheeks, your jaw, your lips. Notice how good it feels to relax. Let the warmth travel to your eyes, your eyebrows, your forehead, and everything feels loose and heavy, as if your arms and legs were made of stone, totally relaxed, and you can't move now your arms or your legs. Then you enjoy this feeling of total relaxation. Feel that as the relaxation travels up your body, your mind begins to drift, almost as if you are falling asleep. Good. And totally relaxed now. Totally at ease. Let your mind be empty. Continue to breathe in and out. Feel yourself relax more with each soft, gentle breath in and out. And as you relax, you fall deeper and deeper now, drifting away. Nothing matters. Letting go, enjoying that lovely feeling, down and down, gently and easily. Go deeper for me. It's just so simple to follow instruction. It's as easy and natural to you as breathing in and out. Let all of your surroundings fade away. Focus on nothing but me. The only thing you are aware of is my voice. There's nothing to be afraid of. Just relax and focus on my voice. Your mind is empty without my voice. You are safe here with me. I care about you. I want you to be happy. I understand. It is going to be okay. I'm here to help you. To help you realize your real self. I have these papers here, and you will sign them. Don't question why. Just do it. You're so focused on my voice. You were just born in the wrong body. You'll sign the papers and give me full consent over your body. This is the only way to be happy. You'll sign away your life to me. You want to be under my control. You want me to make you happy. Good girl. You are a good girl. Surrender to your deepest desires. I know that you always wanted to be a girl, to be pretty and feminine. It's a shame that you can't see it now, but when this is all done, I promise you'll thank me for it. Well, I'm going to do what we both know is best for you. It's the only way you'll be happy. When you wake, your life will be changed forever. I am going to help you become a woman. You want to be a girl, to have a pussy between your legs. And I am going to make that happen. Go to sleep. Now. Oh, it looks like someone is finally waking up. Shh, do not try to struggle. You might hurt yourself. You must be wondering why I tied you up on this table, Well, when you came in, you were ashamed of yourself for wanting to be a woman. I see lots of men like you. Men who think wanting to have a pussy between their legs makes them disgusting or somehow inferior. Well, I am a woman. And honestly, that mindset kind of insults me. What's so embarrassing about wanting to be a woman? To be pretty and feminine, soft and sensitive. Deep down inside, you know this is who you really are. You just need to be yourself. But no. You wanted to be ignorant, too stubborn to accept your true self. You wanted to live your life in a body you knew wasn't for you, just because that's what society expects. But honey, they don't want you to be happy, but I do. I want you to know that. You came to me for help, and that's what I plan on doing. I had to make a few decisions for you, but sweetie, trust me, it's all for the best. I did this all for you. For the first time in your life, your body matches who you are on the inside, who you were always meant to be. I'm going to take this blanket off now, and I want you to keep calm. I know it's a lot to take in, and you're probably scared, but this is the only way you could be helped. Look at you. You look so beautiful. You are a full-fledged woman now and forever. From head to toe, it took several surgeries and a lot of work, of course, but all your dreams have finally come true. You are so beautiful now. I mean, just look at your breasts. They're perfect. Oh, don't move away. I know this must be strange for you, but I just want to show you that there is nothing to be ashamed of. Doesn't that feel good? As I cup my hands around them, pinch your nipples. You don't have to answer. I can feel them getting hard. They're so beautiful. They're almost as big as mine. I think we're going to need to get you a bra to give them support. Would you like that? If we got you a pretty, lacy bra? Oh, you are going to love dressing in all sorts of sexy clothes with no disgusting, unwanted appendages making a bulge in your panties. We are going to have so much fun. I'm going to teach you everything, how to do your makeup, what clothes to wear, how to shave, your legs, and your pussy. You're going to love being a girl, I promise. Now, open your legs. I want to see down there. Oh, don't be that way. You're starting to annoy me. I did this for you, to help you get over your fears of being yourself. But I don't think you look very appreciative. You're a girl now. You're going to have to get used to it. There's no going back. Now, give me your legs. I see I'm going to have to restrain them in these stirrups to make you more cooperative.
Stop kicking your legs.
There. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Even more so than I could have imagined. Do you want to see it? I have this beautiful mirror. I can swing over here to give you a wonderful view. I'll take your silence as a yes. Isn't it the most beautiful pussy you've ever seen? See how you can just see your labia minora poking out from your majora. It's a spectacular vulva, if you ask me. Your outer lips are so puffy and soft. I can tell that they just want to be touched and spread. Your inner lips look so pink and delicate. Do you like when I tease them? Rubbing my fingers between your inner and outer labia? You must. You're going from pink to red. Your blood is rushing to your new pussy. You want more, don't you? You see this up here? Oh, you weren't ready for that, were you? This little button of pleasure is your clit. It's just like what your cock used to be, only smaller. Well, not that much smaller. And much more sensitive. Oh, even me blowing on it feels good, doesn't it? Ugh. They did such a wonderful job. You have such a pretty pussy. I just want to keep touching it. And I can see you want me to continue too. Your little clit is throbbing with desire. And you're getting wet. Doesn't that feel so good? I can tell you like it. You're grinding your pelvis into my hand. Doesn't it feel so much better than that pathetic thing that you used to have between your legs? I'm sure once you get used to this new body, you won't miss your penis. I promise. We haven't even talked about your tight little slit. Aren't you excited to be filled by a man? And eventually, you will be filled by a real man. I'll make sure of that. Just imagine it. A hunky man pushing you down onto the bed. Imagine him overpowering you and pushing you into the mattress. Forcing your legs wide open for him. Picture his muscles. Feel his power, his desire for you. Think about his glistening cock penetrating you, sliding in and out. Imagine it filling you, stretching you. While you pleasure him with your pussy. And that was my finger sliding into you. You're a hungry little slut, aren't you? Someday, we will have a real man fuck you senseless. But for now, I have a surprise for you. I've brought a strap on here to fuck you with. Are you trying to close your legs? Nervous about taking your first cock, are you, darling? Okay, stop it now. You're not going to be able to get out of those restraints, so you might as well quit trying. Hey! If you ever want to get out of this place, you're going to have to accept that you were always meant to be a woman. You will never be healthy until you accept who you are. Now, doesn't the idea of having a hard cock filling your tight little pussy excite you? I think it does. You're nice and wet for me. I'll slowly slide it in. Oh, your little pussy is so tight. Does it hurt? Oh, I'll be gentle. Just relax. Oh, it's almost all the way in you now. There you go. It's in now. It's all the way in you, sweetie. How does that feel? Full, right? I'm gonna fuck you now. Just relax and let yourself enjoy it. Look at me. I want to see your face as I fuck you. Are you trying to get loose? You're so cute when you squirm. But you should stop fighting it. You're a girl now. Just enjoy it. Because I know my cock feels so good, doesn't it, huh? I can't hear you. I want you to tell me how my cock feels inside your tight girl pussy. Good girl. Do you want more? Good girl. Yes. You want it faster? Yeah? Such a slutty little girl. Taking that big cock all up inside her new pussy? You are a natural, aren't you? Natural born slut. And such a good girl. Such a good fucking girl. Are you gonna come? Pretty girl, are you gonna come with my dick inside you? Are you almost there? Are you gonna come with me? Because I want you to come. Are you ready? Can you feel it building inside you? I want to hear you moan. Don't be ashamed. Just moan like the woman you are. As loud as you can. Ready? Louder. Come with me. Accept who you are and come like a good... like a good girl. Come now. Come now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, come with me. Fuck. Yes. Good girl. What a good girl. See? That wasn't so bad.